So speaking of combination of anti-PD-1, PD-L1 with anti-CTLA-4, I'm curious what your thoughts are about, I guess at this point, all we know is a press release about the so-called MYSTIC trial. We were talking about durvalumab before, and this is now first-line therapy of non-small cell. Looking at durvalumab with anti-CTLA-4, tremelimumab, versus just neither. Actually, the third arm was chemo, I guess, right?
Right.
Quote, it's a negative study. What I've seen is, quote, it's a negative study, and there was something about a 25% cutoff in terms of PD-L1 level, although I'm not sure if all that applied to all the patients. But I'm just kind of curious whether you know anything about that, or have any thoughts about it, or what it is you would like to know about it.
Yeah. It certainly was a disappointing result. I think that there certainly was high hopes for that being a positive study at its first look. The press release highlighted that, at least based on progression-free survival, that the combination didn't beat chemotherapy at either the all-comer group or in the PD-L1 high patients who were defined by greater than 25% expression. I think that there are some outstanding pieces that may flip the script on what to make of the study. And in particular, I think the survival analysis is still pending. And it's often been from immunotherapy studies that survival sometimes outpaces progression-free survival because of that tail on the curve that's possible. And so I think it's worth waiting for the survival data to be able to be more clear about what the interpretation of the study means.
Well, of course, we have to see it. And Sally, do you have any idea where or when it's going to be presented?
I don't know.
I mean, when I first heard about it, the thing that made sense to me was the 25% versus 50% with Pembro.
Yeah.
Because the first line Nevo study was also negative. So
Right.
maybe it's about, does that make sense?
I'm not sure if the cut point was too low, or another interpretation is that because the study wasn't specifically initially powered for a PD-L1 cut point, but otherwise was looking at all comers, it may have been somewhat underpowered for that PD-L1 specified subgroup.